first to last night's presidential debate. It took us even deeper into the 2005 recording of Donald Trump boasting about kissing and groping women without their consent. And people around the world tuned in to see how Trump would handle it and how Hillary Clinton would talk about it. Christina Asquith is editor of the Worlds Across Women's Lives Project, and she's based in Istanbul. And Christina says the women she's been speaking with in Turkey are more concerned about something else that came up in the debate.
I think at the end of the day, Turkey looks at the U.S. through its own lens. Mm. And so what they're really concerned about here, of course, they had their coup over the summer, the failed coup, and they've got this brewing civil war with the Kurds in the east. They've got a horrendous civil war in Syria just across the border. And what they're really looking at is what is going to be the U.S.'s position on all of this. Women here are very concerned that Trump, who has more or less seen as allying himself with Putin in Russia, is going to escalate the conflict. On the other hand, you have conservative government members really concerned that Hillary Clinton, she said last night, she's going to arm the Kurds. That sends a shiver down the spine of the Turkish government because they see themselves as fighting a civil war with the Kurds.
Do people in Turkey kind of see a comment like that, we're going to arm the Kurds, as leading to a whole bunch of other possible outcomes further down the line if Hillary Clinton's elected president? Like, would the U.S. lose rights to the Turkish Air Force base that we're launching strikes from?
Yeah, that's definitely the concern. And it's interesting because, you know, in the U.S. you hear so much of the debate was either on the Trump tapes or on ISIS. The Turks don't care about either of those things at the end of the day. They certainly care a lot less about ISIS than they do about a civil war with the Kurds. They spent almost 20 years fighting with the Kurds in the 80s and 90s. So people my age had that memory of a child of terrorist attacks just down the street from their houses. They see Hillary Clinton arming the Kurds from her point of view to fight ISIS, but from the point of view of Turkish women, a rebel faction that's going to advance a movement for a separate state.
And why Turkish women specifically?
I have small children in elementary school here, so I'm talking to moms, and moms are thinking that they don't want to raise their children through another civil war like the kind that they went through, and maybe even worse. And, you know, that's where I think Hillary Clinton has really put herself in a bind from the perspective of someone like myself and Across Women's Lives that is assessing her foreign policy. Because on the one hand, she wants to see him strong and able to defeat ISIS. And that's a great thing, to defeat an organization that is so horrific to women in Iraq and Syria. On the other hand, she's talking about arming a rebel group, and women's advocates around the world will say conflict is always bad for women and arming a group always leads to escalation. So they're rightfully concerned about her foreign policy either way.
So anyone here or overseas hoping to hear actual positions on actual issues, they were pretty disappointed by this debate. So in the next debate, the final debate, what would help out people in Turkey to better understand these candidates?
I think from Donald Trump, they would love to hear what his position is on fighting ISIS and on resolving the conflict in Syria and on the Kurdish issue. Whenever Donald Trump is asked about his foreign policy, he always says he's keeping it secret because he doesn't want to reveal the secrets of the U.S. Well, you know, that is, of course, concerning to people in Turkey because they don't know what to expect. On the other hand, with a candidate like Clinton, they know what to expect. She said she's going to arm the Kurds, and they're worried about that, too. So there's a lot of anxiety in Turkey right now.
Christina Asquith, the editor of the World's Across Women's Lives Project, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.